High pressure, situated to our south in the mid-Atlantic states, has nudged its way in during the day and helped to clear out skies, making for a beautiful mid-November day around the region. Return flow around the high has brought us seasonably mild temperatures as well, with highs in the 40s and 50s. Skies should remain mainly clear to partly cloudy overnight, with temperatures falling back into the 30s. A storm will pass well far to our south and off into the ocean on Veterans Day, while another stronger storm moving through the upper Midwest and across the northern Great Lakes, bringing with it the first major winter storms to portions of the Midwest. Well, that leaves us with another beautiful November day with plenty of sunshine and highs well into the 50s, perhaps in the low 60s for some areas. Tuesday night, that powerful winter storm will lift into eastern Canada and drag a cold front through our region early on Wednesday, bringing with it some showers and gusty westerly winds, which will help to knock temperatures back into the low 40s for highs on Thursday, then the mid and upper 30s heading into and what looks to be through the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Scattered, generally weak thunderstorms are possible into tomorrow night across portions of the lower Mississippi Valley and into the Texas Gulf Coast. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 on Sunday at Yuma, Arizona and Elsinore, California, to a low Monday morning of 1 above at Great Falls, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. In Boston, sunny with a high near 60. And in Buffalo, increasing clouds, a high in the low 60s and a south wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 50 degrees with a record of 72 set in 1931. Normal minimum temperature is 33 degrees with a record of 16 set in 1965. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For Veterans Day, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s, and for Veterans Day, partly sunny with highs in the low 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly cloudy, then clearing overnight with lows in the lower 30s. For Veterans Day, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For Veterans Day, partly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, lows in the upper 30s. For Veterans Day, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, showers likely, temperatures in the low and mid-50s. For Thursday, partly sunny and much cooler, temperatures in the low to mid-40s. Friday, a chance of rain or snow showers, temperatures in the mid and upper 30s. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 30s. And for Sunday, a chance of showers, temperatures in the mid-30s to near 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.